Happiness shouldn't be a goal. It should be a habit. Take the focus off doing and start being every day. Be loving, be grateful, be helpful, and be a spectator to your own thoughts. Allow yourself to be in the moment and appreciate the moment. Take the focus off everything you think you need to do and start being. I promise you, happiness will follow.
Attack Lights, Not Others, with Tim Hoover and Steve Mittman.
I found this quote online. It was a speech given by Richard Branson. Richard Branson, for those that don't know, he's the British entrepreneur, the founder of Virgin. It's a conglomerate now of over 400 companies, and he's a billionaire. He's not just a successful businessman, but he is a thinker. And here is, at least on the internet, this is attributed to him. It's kind of long, but I'm going to read it because it's so in-depth and so profound and so powerful. This is just written to a stranger. It says, "Dear stranger, you don't know me, but I hear you're going through a tough time." By the way, Tim, anytime, just jump in. I know you're going to have thoughts about this.
Okay.
"And I would like to help you. I want to be open and honest with you and let you know that happiness isn't something just afforded to a special few. It can be yours if you take the time to let it grow. It's okay to be stressed, scared, and sad. I certainly have been throughout my 66 years. I've confronted my biggest fears time and time again. I've cheated death on many adventures, seen loved ones pass away, failed in business, minced my words in front of tough audiences, and had my heart broken. I know I'm fortunate to live an extraordinary life. And that most people would assume my business success and the wealth that comes from it have brought me happiness. But they haven't. In fact, it's the reverse. I am successful, wealthy, and connected because I am happy."
Yeah.
"So many people get caught up in doing what they think will make them happy. But in my opinion, this is where they fail. Happiness is not about doing. It's about being. In order to be happy, you need to think consciously about it. Don't forget the to-do list, but remember to write a to-be list, too. Kids are often asked, 'What do you want to be when you grow up?' The world expects grandiose aspirations. 'I want to be a writer, a doctor, a prime minister.' They're told, 'Go to school, go to college, get a job, get married, then you'll be happy.' But that's all about doing, not being. And while doing will bring you moments of joy, it won't necessarily reward you with lasting happiness. Stop and breathe. Be healthy. Be around your friends and family. Be there for someone and let someone be there for you. Be bold. Just be for a minute. If you allow yourself to be in the moment and appreciate the moment, happiness will follow. I speak from experience. We've built a business empire, joined conversations about the future of the planet, attended many memorable parties, and met many unforgettable people. And while these things have brought me great joy, it's the moments that I stop just to be rather than do that have given me true happiness. Why? Because allowing yourself just to be puts things into perspective. Try it. Be still. Be present. For me, it's watching the flamingos fly across Necker Island at dusk. It's holding my new grandchild's tiny hands. It's looking up at the stars and dreaming of seeing them up close one day. It's listening to my family's dinner time debates. It's the smiles on a stranger's face, the smell of rain, the ripple of a wave, the wind across the sand. It's the first snowfall of winter and the last storm of summer. It's sunrise and sunset. There's a reason we're called human beings and not human doings. As human beings, we have the ability to think, move, and communicate in a heightened way. We can cooperate, understand, reconcile, and love. That's what sets us apart from most other species. Don't waste your human talents by stressing about nominal things or that which you cannot change. If you take the time simply to be and appreciate the fruits of life, your stresses will begin to dissolve and you will be happier. But don't just seek happiness when you're down. Happiness shouldn't be a goal. It should be a habit. Take the focus off doing and start being every day. Be loving, be grateful, be helpful, and be a spectator to your own thoughts. Allow yourself to be in the moment and appreciate the moment. Take the focus off everything you think you need to do and start being. I promise you, happiness will follow. Richard Branson.
There's nothing to add to that. I think we should all play it every morning and listen to it.
Pretty amazing,
right? It's pretty amazing, and you did it justice. Take that for what it is. It's the way to live.
Thank you for listening to Attack Life, Not Others. For more on our way of life through the martial arts, go to attacklifenotothers.com.
This has been a Mittman Media creation. Mittmanmedia.com.